Given the way our minds work, it's really natural at this point, maybe even starting some in the last day or so, for thoughts of home, of what will happen to get home, for that to be arising. Like in the middle, especially of a longer retreat, in the middle of a longer retreat, the days behind and the days to come are all very similar. Not a lot of difference and not a lot of, you know, real planning needed, although we do find ourselves planning for when I'm taking my shower and what time I'm going to get into the lunch line. You know, those habits of planning are strong. But as the conditions shift and the time for entry into a new set of conditions, a new conventional set of conditions, because every moment is a new set of conditions, but the kind of ways our mind perceives change at the grosser level. You know, when that happens, our mind starts to plan, and it's just a way that our system is trying to take care of ourselves. And so noticing it as a natural process, it's just what happens. Along with that, along with those thoughts of planning, thoughts of home, thoughts of the shift out of retreat and into more daily life, can come in having those thoughts about scenarios. It's like, you know, images of walking into the house arise, and you know, you might just have the sense of being at home, and with that comes perhaps some very familiar senses of self, familiar identities coming back that maybe have been kind of quiet for the last week or so. And again, it's just a conditioned arising. It's natural for this to happen. And it can be known. It can be seen as an arising. It can be seen as conditioned. With the momentum of awareness that you all have at this point, there can be the ability to know these, and yet we may have some ideas or beliefs, or in the cultivation of the stability of awareness in these last days, there may be some kind of familiar ways that it feels when we're aware. Things get quieter, more attuned to just basic sensations, and not so many ideas about what I need to do, or even, you know, just like the feeling of the sense of self can sometimes become really thin. And so we might be associating that process of being aware with the kind of experience that awareness is aware of. And the arising of these habitual senses of self, these thoughts and plans and agendas, the mind may have this subtle belief, this idea that, oh, this means that awareness is getting weaker. But really what's happening is a new objects are arising, and the mind has an idea about ability to be with those or not. They can be a little stickier, so the mind may tend to get caught. But some of that stickiness can be connected with the belief that this is not good awareness. This is not good, quote, good awareness. It's not strong awareness. Being having a continuity, a strength of awareness means this wouldn't be happening. But what we're seeing is just conditions arising and the possibility of being aware of these changing conditions. So check the awareness. Am I aware? Different objects are here. What is it like to be aware of these objects? Wow, this is pretty amazing. It's a new world being arriving here. Another thing that can be kind of clear or obvious in a way with the more steadiness of awareness and wisdom is the suffering in those habitual identities, maybe even felt more strongly. Again, this is not an indication that mindfulness is weaker necessarily. In fact, the wisdom shows us the suffering of impermanent, unreliable experience. Wisdom shows us the suffering of the clinging to self. It's not a mistake. Yesterday, I talked about the raft and how, you know, the raft in going across the flood, you will get wet. And this is a part of how the learning happens. And so, yes, there may be the apparent nature of dukkha more obvious. Check and see if there's some kind of attitude or belief about what this means about awareness and wisdom. So a real part of the opportunity in this next day is to remember the awareness, to the opportunity of recognizing a strength of continuity of awareness with different objects, different kinds of experiences. You're heading into really different experiences. Here it's kind of in the middle. Most of the different experience at this point is simply ideas and beliefs and thoughts arising in the mind. Because the day, the structure of our day, is not going to change until 7 o'clock tonight. But even just hearing that will have an effect. It's a condition. And so in this day, we get to see how all of the mental ideas, beliefs, thoughts, plans, views shift the objects of experience, and yet the possibility of knowing that. In a way, this day is a real opportunity for cultivating the recognition of the kind of the awareness that will serve you as you leave, as you go home. It's not a different awareness, but it's kind of the feeling can be different because the objects are different, but it's not that there's anything inherent in these conditions that means mindfulness can't be here. So a kind of a question to explore, a couple questions possibly to explore today that can also serve going home. if it feels a little bit wobbly in terms of the ability to be with experience. There might be a kind of subtle agenda of how I should be mindful of this experience. So maybe thinking, again, it means aware of the sense contact, or maybe a sense of landing back in a broader experience and not focused on anything. There are just some various ways that we might think it means, what it means to be mindful. And maybe asking wisdom to show you. Wisdom, will you show me what it means to be mindful here? Stepping out of holding the kind of the control of what it means to be mindful. Sometimes it might mean, you know, just being aware of a really broad context. Sitting in a room, or maybe a very general sense of feeling of uncomfortable or ease. Just very different levels of what is awareness easily aware of? Another question. So, wisdom, will you show me how to be mindful now? And what is awareness easily aware of?